Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And glad you're with us on this Monday. Welcome back to it. 4:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. He's at Petco Park, where Scraby and I are also going to be tonight. It is the Scrabinator game. Angels, Padres. Scraby will be exiting the show just a tad early so he can get down there, get things prepared for the throng. The folks that are coming down to enjoy the Scrabinator game. I understand, according to Scraby, that there were several hundred people who signed up to try to win tickets for the game tonight. Only 20 lucky winners were chosen.
Yes.
And they'll be down there in the Odyssey Suite to see the Padres and Halos tonight with some delicious food provided by our friends at Spiro's.
I can't wait. I've actually didn't eat a big lunch, so I can so eat you a can bunch of Spiro's.
Grab some Spiro's. I did run into Nate the other day.
Oh, yes, he did say that. At Costco?
Yes.
Oh, he's Reckoner on the chat.
Okay. I ran into Nate at Costco the other day, said he's a big fan mostly of the Scraby show, but says he's
Thank
on
you.
The chat often.
He is.
And I don't know if he put this on the chat, but he was upset at whoever chose the winners for tonight's Scraby game because he did not get picked.
There is a you know, there's one thing about this Scrabinator game that I can't stand.
I know that there's 190 people or 300 plus people who don't win. I know. You can't choose everyone, right?
And I truly did it random.
Right,
so
it's totally at random.
There's maybe like three or four people that I have met before. The rest of the people there, I have not met.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. But Nate, good running into you the other day at Costco. Appreciate you checking in on the show. Sorry I couldn't do anything about getting you into the ball game tonight. A couple of quick notes, and then Chris versus the fans checks in. September 4th, circle it on your calendar. Thursday Night Football, the NFL's 2025 regular season opener, will feature the Super Bowl champion Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. I will say this. Between those two teams, there will be definitely somebody to root against. Whether whether you hate the Eagles or hate the Cowboys, or maybe you hate them both.
I do.
That'll be the season opener as announced by the National Football League today. The rest of the schedule comes out on Wednesday, Scrabe, by the way.
Wednesday.
And there's some other schedule news, but I'll get into it a little later. We don't have time.
Okay.
At the moment. One last thing. Mike Trout and the Halos are in town tonight. And Mike Trout is here. He did make the road trip.
I was thinking his IL stay is almost done.
He said Saturday that it'll still be some time before he's ready. He said, I don't have a day for my return, but I feel great. Really? Obviously not that great. He's not back in the lineup yet for the Halos.
There's nothing that drives me more nuts.
I know. Jackson Merrill, after missing the game yesterday in Denver, he was a little ill. He's feeling better. He's in the lineup tonight for the Padres. Okay, Scrabe, let's play ball. Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you're going to be playing for something pretty good. You'll be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, including two tickets to a show at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd, two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today.
And you've been working hard on questions, you say?
I have been, actually.
Good.
If you know what happened over the weekend, that'll help you a little bit.
Okay.
But let me situate my screens. And there we go. Let's get our first contestant. We'll go to Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
How you doing?
Pretty good, Jeremy. Very good. Good luck to you.
First time playing.
First time. Okay, we are fired up for that.
It sounds like you are.
I'm ready, man. I like my first time players.
All right, Jeremy, here we go. Question number two.
Good luck.
Jeez, that was loud. Oh, always.
Oh, man.
Ooh. All right. Hopefully you watched the games over the weekend, but who hit the Padres' first three-run home run of the season on Saturday?
Hayward.
Hey, he's on it. Jeremy was on that, man. 160-plus chances.
Yes.
Before finally. And then it only took, like, one more chance to get the second one. Because Fernando came up the next inning.
And I was like, what? No, duh. Yes. Right. All right. Here we go. Third question. If Jeremy gets this right or Chris gets it wrong, then we are done. Right. What team did Fernando Tatis Jr. hit two homers in a game against earlier this year?
This year. That's cold.
Yeah.
Fernando had a two home run game this year, you're saying?
Oh, boy. Let's go Pirates.
This is the Buccos.
The Buccos.
Two homer game against the Bucks. Stay there, Fernando. That was the Cub game.
Oh,
they blew them out.
I thought
10
we were
going to
be done.
Sorry, they crushed them.
Jeremy. Thank you for playing.
Part of that nice second homestand, I think it was, of the year. Beat the Rockies three straight, and then the Cubs came in, and they kept swinging the bats.
They did.
Fernando.
Reckoner
As
says,
a matter of fact, I think that took them to like 10-0 at home or something. Remember, they didn't lose their first nine or ten home games.
Yes. I won't. His
what?
Reckoner's name is Vincent, not Nate.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. We have tons of Nates.
Sorry about that, Vincent. Man, I honestly run into people.
Vincent's okay.
My bad.
Vincent's a good dude. So
he was a nice guy, and I feel really bad.
All right. No, you're fine.
No, I'm not.
No, he thinks it's funny.
Sorry about that.
He said he does look like a Nate, too. So
right. You look like a Nate, picture of Vincent.
Right. Let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Frank in La Mesa. Hello,
Hi, Frank.
Frank.
Hey, fellas. It's a great day for baseball.
Let's play some baseball. You
I
ready?
Like it, Frank. He's ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number one.
Vincent. Oh, God. I'm not. That's going to bother me like the rest
of
the day.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you should. I'm glad you did.
How many runs did the Padres score against the Rockies on Saturday night?
That would be blackjack, 21.
21 is correct.
Yeah, three touchdowns. However you want to look at it.
All right, question number two. All right, I already asked you who hit the... Never mind. Sorry. Which team is currently in first place of the AL Central?
AL Central. This is a two-pointer?
AL Central. Could that be the Twinnies?
The Twinnies. The Twinkies.
The Twinnies. Stay there.
They're way ahead. The Tigers. They have like the best record in the league. Sorry.
Sorry.
Eight in a row, I will say that. As have the Cardinals. I didn't even aware that the Cardinals had won eight in a row.
I wasn't either. I think they played two doubleheaders last week, maybe?
And swept them both. Both teams, eight game win streaks for the Cardinals and Twins right now. All right. Sorry, Frank.
Let's go to our next
But I understand it, because we always say on this show, the AL Central is where teams just basically go to...
die.
Yeah. Yes. We don't hear of them anymore.
Let's go to Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for joining us today, sir.
Ready to play?
Thank you. Yep.
Here we go. What was the result of Aaron Judge's lone hit against the Padres last week?
He only had one hit in
home
that
run.
Series.
Home run is correct. And it was a cheapie, too.
That's right. It just dropped over the fence.
Yeah. Only like two parks in baseball would have...
He wasn't giving it back.
Ooh, real quick. I got fooled last week, Chris, on a stat that they were going to introduce. Major League Baseball was going to introduce something called true home runs, which was going to measure. And it was all fake. And I thought about it. I put it into the big five. I did all... I realized it was fake. But I don't hate it.
It's annoying to me. I mean, look, okay. Because Aaron Judge does get a lot of home runs at Yankee Stadium that wouldn't be homers.
But he's a right-handed
elsewhere hitter,
so he's not using that left porch as much.
But this is a...
Or right porch, I'm sorry.
I'm already driven crazy by enough of these statistics. I mean, you're going to start taking home runs away from guys.
No.
Saying,
it's nothing
like
that.
It doesn't count because he wasn't.
No. It'd be like you would still get your home run count, but then the true home run will be how many would have been out in every single ballpark.
I know what you're saying. I get it.
It's a fake post, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
but
good.
I thought about it long and hard.
It may happen, just not quite yet.
Okay, Ron. Here we go. Question number two. Let's see what. Football team, NFL team, was George Pickens traded to last week?
He's got this.
I have no clue. I'll say the Bears. I don't know.
The Bears! I know Chris knows this.
I know. He'll be playing on opening night for the Cowboys against the Eagles. Sorry about that. Had to know that one.
All right.
Yeah.
All righty then.
All right.
All right,
Jim Carrey.
All righty then.
Do you know who's in an 0-for-23 slump right now?
What team?
And 5 for his last 40 with one home run in the last, like, 25 games?
I don't know why, but Logan O'Hoppy hit my head.
Ozzie Albies.
Oh.
Just a random guy that's in a big slump for the Braves. It happens to a lot of guys is what I guess I bring that up sometimes. Because when it happens to a Padre guy, of course, we want to, part with them forever.
Yes. DFA.
Go ahead.
Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Mark.
Pretty good. All right. Here we go. Question number one. Rafael Devers was asked by the Red Sox last week to play what position, to which he said no.
First base is correct.
There you go.
And then he went on a tear over the weekend. We'll get to that.
That's a smart
thing
to do when you
say no. You got to perform.
Go out and hit, and then they can't do much about it.
And he's doing that. All right, question number two. All right, we already asked the first one. Who hit the Padres' second 3-run home run of the season over the weekend?
Fernando
is correct.
It's about the only big hit Fernando's had lately. We've been talking about him slumping a little bit.
A little bit. He's still hitting, I think, 320?
Yes, he was way up there, but he's dropped.
I think Jackson Merrill's, and I know he's had way less at-bats, but he's in the 400 still. It's incredible. All right, question number three for Mark.
Just to finish that up with Fernando... he's currently at 320. It was about 2 weeks ago. He was 361. So,
he'll be fine.
Okay.
Mark, who is the only Padre to hit 3 home runs in a game at Coors Field?
Ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that could be a lot of guys.
Man. I want to say Mike Cameron, but I don't think that's right.
It's going to be a shot in the dark.
I was going to pass to
Okay.
It's going to pass.
That's smart.
A little strategy.
That's smart. That's smart. Pass.
Passes. Wow. That is incorrect, though.
Yes. Pass is incorrect, pass is incorrect. Chris.
The only player to hit three home runs in a game at Coors Field for the Padres. I mean, come on. They play like 200 games there. Will Myers.
Oh, wow. That's a great
I have no idea.
Guess.
It's not a great guess if it's wrong. Yeah, it's good for
Mark,
you, though.
Nice
Mark,
job. Stay right there.
I thought Will Myers might have had a big day. I'm going to probably remember this. Who was it?
I was working the board for this game. Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, wouldn't have come
it
up
It was
with
a Friday
Hunter.
Night. The game was just cruising.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was like, this was pre-pitch clock. Games could take 3 hours, 40 minutes if you wanted it to.
Right.
And then I don't know what the final score was, but they ended up trading home runs, and Fernando hit a home run, but Hunter Renfro hit three. It was pretty awesome. I got
one of those crazy ones.
One of those crazy ones.
Good for you, Mark. By the way, Jason Dominguez, the Martian, hit three the other night for the Yankees against the Athletics. Had a big game. Suarez.
Wait, you said he hit three?
Yeah, Jason Dominguez over the weekend.
That's why I lost fantasy, because I think
you played against him. All right, you lost fantasy because you're just not good this year, and it's
Chris,
okay. You've been good for 2 years. It's coming back to you this year.
Chris, I will tell you this right now. You want to know what place I'm in the standings? Double champ.
Last?
I'm in last right now. My record is 21-37-2.
That's okay.
I got so many injured guys on my team. It's ridiculous.
Still time to change that.
I hope.
Eugenio Suarez has a three home run game this year, and he actually had four, right?
And they lost that game.
Jose Ramirez.
He's got a three run homer game?
According to this, he had a three run game on April 4th. I don't remember it. Ivan Herrera, the Cardinals, I remember. Aaron Judge has had one as well. Anyway, there's your three home run guys this year.
I haven't been paying attention as close as
I know. I haven't either to a lot of stuff out there. You want a break? I thought you wanted a stretch.
No, we need a break now.
Another minute to go.
We need to break now.
He says, check traffic then.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Obviously, it's going to be a big boost. Feeling pretty comfortable on the mound right now, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself and just think I can bully anybody out there. We're going to keep doing the same process we've been at and just try and keep the momentum we have.
What do you think of the runs?
Stephen Kolek, a shutout at Coors Field on Saturday night. Only the second Padre ever to do it. A complete game shutout at Coors Field. That's saying something. Andy Ashby had been the previous. Kolek, according to Scraby, though, no big deal. Kolek is only... He's only beaten the Pirates and the Rockies, the two worst hitting teams in the league.
See,
so
I hate it when you do that because people tune in, they're like, oh, Scraby said that. And I presented it as an argument and I not see. That I believed it.
I'm giving you a chance to defend yourself, and you just did.
Okay.
But you were still the one who brought it to my attention that it doesn't count.
That's Don't, what I see on the
I
interwebs.
Know people are, well, I'm answering all of you people who say this. Nick Pivetta gave up six runs to those very same Rockies the next day. So give Stephen Kolek his due.
That is weird.
He is due his due.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, the NBA draft lottery is going on right now. Cooper Flagg is sweating it out because he's going to be the assumed number one pick. And I think it's down to four teams now.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this in the Big Five, but...
Yeah, we'll talk about it some more in the Big Five as far as what's happened to the lottery.
It's not a big deal anymore. They're trying to make it a big deal.
They're doing their best. It's down to the Spurs, Hornets, or Sixers right now for the services, most likely. Oh, no.
The Mavs.
The Mavs were the other one, and they got it.
How did the Mavs get a number one overall pick? They weren't, like, terrible last year.
They apparently had a 1-point-something-odd percent chance, and it came through for them.
Wow.
Well,
see, I don't like that. It doesn't help.
All right, it'll help the Mavericks. Take that, Luka Doncic.
Maybe that's why the NBA gave it to him.
They now have Anthony Davis. They now are going to get Cooper Flagg. They are going to return Crazy Kyrie.
Don't call him that.
The Dallas Mavericks may win the NBA championship before the Lakers win it.
I mean, with Cooper Flagg,
that is after the trade of Luka was called the worst trade in the history of the league by 99% of the people.
And now they're going to be justified. I wonder how the fans are reacting when they draft Cooper Flagg. They're going to be like, oh, I hate this franchise.
I know. Do you still hate the Mavericks now?
That is...
All you people in Dallas who gave up on the franchise after trading Luka?
M. McKee says, karma is wild.
Karma's... Thank you, man. Yeah, I agree there. Karma, man, the Mavericks took endless for that trade. And nothing went their way. They lost Anthony Davis and Kyrie for the season. Anthony came back, but it was too late. Now they win the number one overall pick against all odds.
Yeah. Right. That is crazy. I can't honestly believe that.
It's surprising, but that's the lottery.
Cooper Flagg's like, yes, I get to go to Dallas.
Well, I think he'd rather go to Dallas. I don't know. The other choice, San Antonio, could have played with Wemby.
Yeah, but that...
Philadelphia, he could have, well, not played with Embiid.
Or
Charlotte would have been probably the one he didn't want.
Yeah, no one wants to go to the Jazz. No one wants to go to the Wizards.
Doesn't matter. He's going to the Dallas Mavericks.
What if they don't?
Good pickup.
What if they don't pick Cooper
Flagg? Yeah, they don't have to. They don't have to. It's not the law, but they probably will. All right, so the NBA lottery is done for the year.
Man, that was a great show they put on, Chris.
Celtics and Knicks tip off shortly. From New York City. You know, I mean, I'll tell you how big the lottery is. The commish of the NBA doesn't even show up.
That's a good point.
It's like some other guy comes out there that they hide in the mothballs all year, and they trot him out for the lottery.
He just smells like mothballs.
Yes, there's like some guy. I don't know who he is. All right, 0-0 Caps and Canes. NHL Stanley Cup game underway. First period. In Raleigh, North Carolina. Diamondbacks making a little news.
What?
They're calling up their top prospect. Shortstop Jordan Lawler has been recalled. I don't know exactly what they're going to do here. Geraldo Perdomo hasn't been too bad at shortstop this year. 292 with 5 homers, 30 RBIs. So they'll have to figure it out. Maybe Perdomo will be DH. Maybe Lawler will move around the infield. But Diamondbacks bring up one of their better prospects today. Just a note, and I told you Ozzie Albies is in having big trouble. He's in a big slump. Not as bad as Cleveland Guardian shortstop Brian Rocchio. Started last year for the Guards. He's been sent to the minor leagues now. Hitting 206. All right, there you go, Scrape. Big Five next, Gwen and Chris.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I really hope people were watching the YouTube on that, because Chris just gave everyone the faces. He was very surprised. He didn't care, like Peter Griffin said. So go back to the YouTube and look at Chris's face.
I was doing my Seth MacFarlane imitation.
Yes.
We got to thank Seth one of these days for introing the Big Five every day.
Every single day.
He has no
day.
Idea that he does it.
Yes,
but
I was about to say, he has zero idea that this is happening.
We still appreciate it, nonetheless.
Yes, nonetheless. We do appreciate it, Mr. MacFarlane. All right, let's get into it.
Number five.
And we're going to start with Bud Black. He was relieved of his duties as Rockies manager after yesterday's game. He went 544 and 690 in 9 seasons with the Rockies. They haven't made the playoffs since 2018, and they are likely headed towards their third 100-loss season in a row. Even Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said, quote, "I don't think Casey Stengel could change the outcome of that ball club. That's not the manager's fault," end quote. So, Chris, I thought about many, many, many questions.
All right.
But the question is
about many of them.
But the question is this. Do you think Bud Black gets another shot at being a manager?
Ah, that is not a bad question at the end of all of this, because I actually thought of that myself. You know, Bud Black, first of all, you know, he's one of our all-time favorites on this show and one of my all-time favorite people. And the funny thing is, I think a lot of people would say that about Bud Black. Like, he's a lot of people's all-time favorite person. And you know, Dave Roberts hit it on the head, so I don't need to repeat what he said. There's no manager that could have won under those circumstances. As a matter of fact, he said he won 544 games with the Rockies. They ought to build a statue of the guy just for doing that, right? Because that was almost incredible. He got them to the playoffs the first 2 years he was there, wild card 1 year, and then into the playoffs. So, but, yeah, you know, this organization is a complete disaster. I can't understand how the general manager keeps his job. I can't understand how the scouts keep their job, because they're the ones that keep bringing no talent into this organization. But, you know, as the Chargers found out, right, over 40 years, as long as you have that crappy ownership, it doesn't matter who the coach is, the manager is, it's still going to be the same old bad organization. Having said all that, I think it might be tough for him to get another job. Hmm. And the only reason I say that, he's 67, so, which isn't really, I guess, that old for a manager. But I think he's associated with young, you know, losing teams. So I think that it's got to be the absolute right position for him. And who is somebody going to be willing to give Bud, you know, an honest chance and give him 4 or 5 years to really turn a franchise around in a franchise that knows what they're doing? Because I don't think his name comes to mind when it comes to taking over a high-profile job with a team that's already winning. So that's why I think it might be tough for him. But I would love to see it, and I think any organization would be smart to bring him in any capacity, because he's only going to help you no matter where he goes.
Padres should bring him in like they did with Mike Schilt.
Maybe.
Tony, do you think Bud Black gets a manager job in Major League Baseball again?
Oh, no, it's a good question. I will say, you know, it's funny how, you know, things ended up lining up. Remember, he was initially slated to get the job for the Nationals. That job would later go to, I believe, it was either Matt Williams or Davey Martinez. But either way,
yeah,
you get a different set of talent coming through the Nationals organization, which is run by Mike Rizzo, who does a terrific job, versus where he ended up going, which was Colorado. And you're right, he got them there to a playoff in 2018, but it's been tough ever since. And you know, some of that's due to them just being behind in terms of where teams have evolved in terms of scouting, in terms of coaching, in terms of developing, and then on top of all that, being behind in those areas, you also have an owner that doesn't want to spend any money. So you really don't have many tools to work with. And you know, as Dave perfectly put it, Casey Stengel couldn't have got the job done with this team. I just think he may not get to do it again. He may not want it. I will say this about Buddy. And I know it's been a long time since I had him as a manager, but I feel like Colorado aged him way faster than I think he would have otherwise. honestly,
yeah, you
and
might
so
be
maybe,
right. Yeah.
Maybe he might be beat up to the point where he may not want to manage anymore.
Could be true.
But I do think if I were him, I would only do it if I knew all of those other all those other things that I need,
yeah,
were in place, because I wouldn't want to do that scenario.
He can't do that scenario again, though.
Like a rebuild? No.
I mean, a lot of people feel really happy for Bud Black today.
There are a lot of people,
right,
that feel
that
really
are celebrating
happy.
The fact that he's finally free from having to do this anymore, but I don't think he feels that way.
No, I'm sure he doesn't, but I can't imagine him like feeling good going into work every day.
It had to be so tough.
Yeah, that's got to be extremely tough.
And I want to say one last thing. His players, to a man, were all quoted yesterday in the Denver newspapers. I read a lot of the stuff last night, talking just about what a great person he was and how much of an impact he had on them as players and on their lives. So I think that Bud Black did the things that a manager should do, especially with a young team. They just didn't have the skill.
That's always been Bud's like
right.
best attribute as a manager, which is why everybody who's ever had him talks so highly of him.
Matt Williams was 2014, 2015. Dusty Baker, 16, 17. Dave Martinez, 18.
So I think it was. I think it was after Dusty.
Yeah, it might have been Dave Martinez.
2018.
Then. Yeah, that's when Bud Black came
in. And so they went to the World Series in what, the following 19, right?
Yeah, Dave Martinez won the World Series.
So Bud Black could be a World Series winning manager.
Something happened. He was slated to get that job, and something happened. I don't know if it was. He couldn't come to agreement on the length, but I know there was reported he was going there, and then it was reported he wasn't.
Well,
he wasn't. He is a World Series winning bench coach because he was with the Angels and Joe Maddon. Yeah. He also is a World Series winning player. He was with the Royals in 1985.
There you go.
He's got a couple of rings to show for it.
Number four.
Ever since Red Sox DH Rafael Devers said he didn't want to play first base, he has been on a tear as a DH. In the last three games, he's 7 for 12, which is a .583 batting average, a 1.560 OPS, a homer, and 6 RBIs along with 2 walks. So, Tony, do you think the Red Sox have done him dirty this season with how they have handled changes?
Oh, without a doubt. And that doesn't then mean that he's handled this good, because he certainly hasn't. He has handled this as poorly as they have handled it. But I think the onus was on them to begin with. It was clear to all of us that they never had any conversation with him about not playing third, right? At least until after the fact, right? After Bregman comes along. And I think we all looked at it as like, come on, man, this is a no-brainer. You should slide aside. Eventually he did, whether it was unwillingly or not, he did it, right? And so, yeah, man, I think the fashion in which it's leaked to the media. Now, listen, to be honest, it's hard to figure out who said what to who first in this latest
incident.
Episode, right? It's hard to know if it leaked out that he had a conversation and was upset about it, and then he was asked about it and then spoke about it, or if he went to the media first. I just think that if you sign a guy to that kind of money, I would assume you have done all the research on him and know how he ticks a little bit. And so you would have at least seen this coming if you didn't try to finesse this in there a little bit better. Maybe the Red Sox didn't want to finesse it. Maybe they're just like, you do what we want you to do, period. And that's a way you can go about it. But you're dealing with all this side noise on this, because of it. I just think they could have handled it better for sure. And I think if they handled it better, maybe his reaction to this is different than what it has been both times.
I would think so. Chris, do you think the Red Sox did him dirty through this season?
Yeah, they haven't done. They haven't handled things well, and they have not done right by him. I wonder, and I don't know for sure, but I wonder if the language barrier has had anything or a lot to do with all of this. I did see him interviewed last week for about 15 minutes, and he uses an interpreter. I don't know how much.
That's a great point.
Of the language he really gets, and I wonder if. You know, did they bring an interpreter in to sit down with him and explain everything, or did they just try to explain it in broken English to him? Or,
well, there's,
you know,
there's,
we don't know where that might have, you know, gone wrong here.
There's this whole thing online because the interpreter, because Rafael Devers says something in Spanish and the interpreter kind of just like sums it up. And
right.
It's not, so, this is important.
I think it is. I think sometimes there's a game of telephone, you might get a little of it lost, and then it gets reported in the paper, and Rafael Devers looks terrible, and he doesn't even know it. So I wonder if that has had anything to do with it, but I agree with you, Tony. I think you got to bring a player of that magnitude, you got to bring him in, make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, before you then, you know, come out and say, hey, we're signing Alex Bregman to take your position. I just think that's what a good organization would do, and I don't think the Red Sox did that. So
you can't tell me that the Dodgers or even the Pods haven't had those conversations with the dudes that they are paying a boatload of money. You've already decided, you've already invested in Devers. You've already invested. You've given him the money. So why not operate in a way that, you know, sets him up and you up and your team up to operate with the most success? Ultimately, it may not matter. These guys may go out and have all these things and say, you know, it don't matter. We're going to go out and play baseball and play well. But typically, these things don't, you know, go well in the clubhouse. there's feelings and people, you know, being human. That's kind of how these things go. And it just feels like Boston just didn't do any of that. They just kind of, let's just wing it, guys.
They kind of did.
I got to believe that the Padres at least mentioned it to Fernando Tatis Jr. that they were signing Xander Bogaerts to play shortstop. I mean, he had to be a little in on it, because that basically ended any hope Fernando had of, you know, coming back and playing shortstop. So, okay, but let's make sure he's aware of it. I don't know.
I'm trying to think, when did he make the move?
I know the timeline's a little wonky.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that too.
But at some point, they had to discuss with him that he is going to be a right fielder.
Of course.
Instead of just dropping it on
him. I don't think they just
day.
Wrote his name in the lineup.
Hey, Toddy, you want to go play right field for the rest of the season? Because, you
never
know,
mind whether you
someone.
Want to, you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
And
for sure.
You know what? We're going to make you look bad in the media too when you tell us no.
Number three.
The NFL has spoken, and they have announced which two teams are going to be kicking off the 2025 NFL season. Actually, you know what, Chris? I need some music for this.
Oh, you have to. You know, you have to make it right.
For the there rare, we I didn't go. Pull myself off of video either, by the way. It's great. So, you know.
I know your Wi-Fi was getting all crazy and it booted
yeah,
you.
Well.
The Petco Wi-Fi will never be easy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles are going to be on national TV taking on their rival and America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Again, the NFL thinks we actually care about the Cowboys, but Chris, how do you feel about this matchup to kick it all off?
Cowboy fans are so happy right now.
Why?
Because they think that their team's got a chance to win again on national TV.
Yeah,
yeah,
this
that's
is.
True.
I mean, I just off the top of my head, when the Buccaneers won it a few years ago, they hosted the Cowboys in the season opening.
You're
game.
You're right, they did, but the Cowboys were a little bit better. Back
they were
then,
a little
too.
Better then. I don't know that the 49ers didn't host the Cowboys a couple of years ago after
they
won the Super Bowl.
No, they haven't won.
Oh,
the
they
Super
haven't
Bowl.
Won the Super
yeah,
Bowl.
That
that's
was
right.
a jerk move.
My
that
bad.
Was a
my
jerk.
Bad.
You
I didn't mean
right
to. I didn't
no,
mean
I
to remind you
going.
About that. No, look, I'm tired. The America's team, honestly, I think the NFL feels it's still there. I think we, as a football fan base, are kind of done with the America's team. Doesn't mean that we, you know, we're going to watch the game, even if they played the Jaguars. It's the opening game of the season. We're excited. But I don't think there's any extra special matchup thing here with the Cowboys. And I don't think most people do either.
All right. Tony, are you pumped up about this matchup?
I'm pumped up because it's football.
Yeah.
I'm pumped up. The Cowboys will just do what the Cowboys do. They may win this game.
Who
they
knows,
may
yeah.
have us all fooled during the regular season, but we know at some point they're going to cowboy it up.
They are going to cowboy it up.
They're going to cowboy it up.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys didn't really do anything to deserve to be in this game.
They did.
Honestly, other than, you know, the NFL thinks they're, you know, somebody that we care about. I mean, what'd they win last year? 7-8 games? If that.
I don't
fired
know.
Their coach. Now
good.
They have brought in Brian Schottenheimer, who I don't think anybody's going to tune in to see coach.
I agree with you.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and there's no more Mike McCarthy.
They hired as their coach.
I mean, they got George Pickens now.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
I think they could have found a better matchup, but they think they have the best matchup. But
I know.
I disagree with them. I think the Cowboys, kind of, that ship has sailed.
It's very annoying. All right. That was announced today. Whoops. I need to make it a little bit louder.
Number two.
I think this is going to be the last time we'll talk about this in the Big Five until something actually happens with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend.
Oh, we're going to talk about it one more time.
One last time.
If you're going where you, I think you're going, I don't think
where
this
Where do you
is,
think I'm going?
I think you're
going
to go to the report that says he may never even coach a game for North Carolina.
You are
now.
Absolutely right, because former ESPN reporter Pablo Torre, who's been all over this for some reason, was on the Dominique Foxworth show. Didn't even know that was a thing.
No.
And said he thinks it's possible that Belichick never coaches a game for North Carolina. In fact, Torrey points out to the June 1st deadline as Belichick's out. So he can get out after June 1st when his buyout drops significantly. So here is a little bit more from Pablo Torre on
Let
the
me
situation.
Hear from Pablo.
Let's hear from Pablo.
The question everybody is asking is,
are things so dysfunctional behind the scenes when it comes to the power struggle, when it comes to what they are telling Bill to do? Don't have Jordan around anymore. Stop behaving in the way that you have. Basically telling him for the first time, really, right? That you're an employee and not
right.
the boss of this building in the way that he may have been assuming he would be, then there is the ability for him to get out of it. And that's before you even consider the fact that stuff is so crazy when it comes to how his family feels, how the people around the school feel.
Whoops, I think I clicked it again.
I think you got enough of it.
Yeah, I think I actually... Oh, I didn't actually click it again. That's good. I was waiting for it to start over again because I think I was clicking it.
But we good.
I'm not going where you think I'm going with this because I actually got this question from one of the comments underneath this whole thing. And it says, and the comment basically said, hey, since you're predicting that he's not going to coach a game from North Carolina, would you also put your career on the line and say you'll never report again if you are wrong? So I know this is a jokey joke question, Tony. Would you like to see reporters who quote unquote report rumors as fact be reprimanded?
No. You know what I'd like to see?
What?
What I'd like to see is for people who listen to said report, stop listening to that person.
Okay.
That is how it used to work, right? If you wrote something that was inaccurate, people stopped believing you.
Yeah.
And then for they didn't read your stuff anymore. They didn't listen to your stuff anymore, right?
Yeah.
So if Pablo Torres ends up being dead wrong, by the way, this is old story. They were already arguing this when Bill Belichick first took the job.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were like,
right.
"Oh, the out is in June. He's going to be
you
gone
can still
by
coach
then."
Coach an NFL team.
Right. 100%. So this is like kind of old news. Now maybe the stuff is that's new is that you know there's some dysfunction. By the way, so dysfunctional that North Carolina came out and said, "Hey, we didn't say that."
Yeah.
But there's just so much, you know. Great nonsense happening right now. I'm just like, if he ends up opting out in June, Pablo's credibility goes through the roof. If he doesn't, he shouldn't be punished. His punishment should be that people stop tuning into his podcast because they don't think, or they stop tuning into it for news like that, right? Because he becomes the credibility is now in question.
I never even considered that because I know that people won't do that. So,
well,
but,
I mean,
but it's true.
I don't think we should be punishing people. I mean, what's the you got to put them in jail? Like
no. Just revoke their reporting.
Yeah.
License.
Like, I mean, I don't know.
Scraby says
seems...
no more. As Pablo Astori gets no more credentials ever.
There we go.
I guess you could do something like that, but I would prefer that. You know, people take it into their own hands. I mean, if you're going to be outraged about him reporting this, then when he gets it wrong, you know, maybe that's your response. Is I'm not listening to this cat no more.
That's the rational thought, Tony. But a good one.
maybe that is too rational.
No,
but
Tony has always been the rational voice on this show.
Yes, he has.
Because God knows you and I are not rational about anything.
No, we are not. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think Tony hit it. I was going to answer the same. You know, it's funny. Before you asked the question, I was kind of calculating how I was going to say what Tony just said. Is the fact? I mean, he's putting all this out there. North Carolina has denied all of it. And so, to me, he's not even really taking much of a risk.
Right.
Because we all
right.
expect him to be wrong and just go, well, he didn't know, or he can blame his sources or whatever. But if he's right, he's the one lone voice out there that's saying this is going to happen and he's going to ride the wave. But I agree with Tony. I hope if he ends up being wrong and he's been spewing a lot of information that's totally incorrect, that I hope people take that into account next time. When a producer is saying, hey, should we bring on Pablo Astori as a guest? Nah,
where
not anymore.
Where did S come from? It's
but
just
that
his
might,
name.
That
it's
name.
It's just Pablo Torre.
No, he goes by Pablo Astori.
He
puts it in there all the time.
I did not know that.
I'm just saying, look, that's Tony's right. That's what should happen. But if he's right, he's going to ride a great wave. He's getting a million clicks. He's getting a lot of attention.
Right.
And that's
there
that a lot,
lies,
in a lot of ways is unfortunate. But if he's right, he's going
to
go through the roof.
That
works.
Is the gig. That is the gig right there, is that it doesn't matter if he's right or wrong.
Yeah.
People will tune in because he said it.
Yeah. And the and if he says tomorrow, I have an update on the Belichick situation, everyone's going to tune in again.
Exactly.
But I hope Tony's right, that if he ends up being flat out wrong, which I think he will be, that we take that into consideration moving forward.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think he's just doing this for attention. I don't know why he's so concerned with Bill Belichick. It would be weird to wake up and be like, I need to call 11 of the sources that knew Jordan Robinson.
Look, he's onto something, and he knows he's onto something. TMZ is carrying his reports and discussing them. I mean, he's getting massive attention for this. He stumbled onto something, and he's smart enough to at least try to ride the wave, even if it crashes and burns at the end.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Number one. All right. Well, the NBA playoffs are going on. Did you know the NBA draft lottery is happening tonight, guys?
Barely.
Well, Chris had to tell me before the show. Barely, so. Yeah. They are, and this was an event I actually remember checking in all the time because I thought it was awesome. You do the lottery, you see who gets the number one pick, you have all of them sitting there. But lately, I barely even know what's happening. Chris, what happened to the NBA draft lottery?
They made it. I'll tell you a couple of things. First of all, when I was in Los Angeles covering the Lakers for the newspaper back in the glory days of the Lakers, the one day of the calendar year that the Clippers were the big deal in LA was the day of the draft lottery, because they were always in it. And actually, Donald Sterling used to have what he called a white party.
At his
house.
I did hear about this.
And I somehow got invited to one as a reporter to cover the reaction when, you know, to see where they got the pick. So I remember this happening every year as if it was the biggest deal. But what has happened to the lottery since then is that they've made it too fair. And what it is now, there's very little intrigue, because the teams with the worst record have it weighted so much in their favor to end up with the top pick that it's not as fun as it used to be. It used to be where the Knicks could end up with Patrick Ewing. The Spurs could get David Robinson and then followed up with Tim Duncan a couple years later. It wasn't weighted in the way it is. They used to just take all the 12 teams that didn't make the playoffs and throw them into a basket and pick them out one at a time. Now it's fair. But the fact that it's fair gives me no reason to tune in, because I already pretty much know the result.
All right. Tony, what happened to the NBA lottery?
I don't think the lottery's ever really been that popular. People would tune in. It's just the lottery, right? I think maybe the first couple years it was fun to watch the little lottery balls bounce around,
that
but they don't
fun.
Do it like that
was fun.
Anymore. And so, yeah, I don't know that this has ever really been that much of an attraction to people. I think, you know, the actual draft is more of a thing, but I don't know that the lottery.
Scraby doesn't like the lottery because they do all of the selections off stage behind the scenes. Scraby doesn't even believe these guys.
Yeah, they didn't used to do it that way.
No, they used to actually roll the dice right out there on the stage.
You know why? So they can fix it, guys.
That's why I said I know.
I loved when they put the ping pong balls in
there.
That's
what I'm just saying.
The little thing went
right,
and then they picked it out. Come on.
To me, that was some intrigue there.
Yes, there was some intrigue there. All right, that's it for the
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.